was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at his rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard of this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem of Judea, so has it been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For you shall come a ruler who will be a shepherd of my people Israel. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come among us with great might, so that whatever is hindered by your sins may be speedily accomplished by your boundless grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading is from 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We read together from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please stand as you are able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Christ." Still others asked, "How can the Christ come from Galilee? Does not the scripture say that the Christ will come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated.
Bethlehem played a crucial role in God's plan.
700 years before Christ was born, the prophet Micah said, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, even though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me a ruler over Israel, whose origin are from ancient times." This prophecy shows why Bethlehem was chosen at the birthplace of Messiah. It's amazing to think that God did not just randomly pick this little town. Even though it was small and might be overlooked, Bethlehem was chosen for an important reason. In a world that often values size and greatness, God selected this humble village to display His glory, reminding us that strength and beauty can be found in unexpected places. Micah's prophecy is clear and detailed. He not only predicted the coming of a Messiah, but also specified Bethlehem as the location of his birth. This was not just vague guessing. It was a surprising example of divine foresight, showing how serious and significant the prophecy was. The events around Jesus' birth in Bethlehem highlights God's control over everything in remarkable ways. The trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem was about 90 miles and would have taken Mary and Joseph 7 to 10 days to walk, possibly with a donkey. Since Mary was about to give birth, everything had to happen just right for them to arrive at the perfect moment. Their arrival in Bethlehem aligned perfectly with the timing of ancient prophecies, marking an important moment in history. This careful planning shows how God prepares the way for His plans, ensuring even through situations serve His purpose. Bethlehem symbolizes God's presence. The name Bethlehem means house of bread. In Hebrew, which is a very fitting, Jesus called Himself the bread of life, John chapter 6, verse 35, linking His purpose to His special place. It is no chance the one who feed the multitude was born in the house of bread. This significance that He who provides spiritual nourishment came from a place that truly represents sustenance. Even the Bethlehem shepherds bear witness to God's surprising work and purpose. The shepherds were the first to receive the news of the birth of the Savior. And yet, they were humble, part of lowest social classes, and often ignored by society. Yet, God comes to them first to give the announcement of the Savior's birth. They were the first to witness the miraculous event. This choice speaks volumes about the message of hope and inclusivity. In the Gospel of Luke, "And there were a shepherd living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Under a starlight sky, their hearts filled with wonder." As we go through Advent season, the story of Bethlehem offers deep lessons. One important truth is that God keeps his promises. The prophecies about Jesus' birth were fulfilled in detail, showing that we can rely on God's word. This reminds us that God's timing is perfect. He arranges events in a ways that often go beyond our understanding. We also learn that we can trust him in all situations. Another vital lesson comes from this event: humble beginnings. Bethlehem, a small and a simple town, showed that God often works through the ordinary. The people involved were not powerful. They were everyday folks in simple surroundings. This teaches us that greatness can come from the least expected places, and that God values hearts over status. Ultimately, the story of Bethlehem encourages us to embrace humility and trust in God's plan. I want to ask the congregation, maybe the guests are here, what does this mean for us today? Trust in God's perfect timing. Embrace small beginnings. Look for God's work in unexpected places. Remember, God welcomes everyone, from shepherds to wise men, from nearby fields to distant lands, and from the simple to the learned. This Advent season, let us take time to reflect on God's faithfulness in our lives. Think about the promise he has made each day and how we see him in our daily lives. Perhaps a good discipline would be to keep a journal to write down our thoughts and prayers, noting how we experience God's presence and guidance. Pay attention to both the small and the big blessings, as they all remind us of all commitment to us. As you write, consider sharing your experiences with family, friends, and community. This can help build deeper connections and inspire others to recognize God's fruitfulness in their own lives. Use this season for growth, gratitude, and connection. Show humility by actively serving others. Look for ways to express Christ's love, knowing God often works through humble situations. And during this Advent season, we can take time to reflect and deepen our spiritual journey. By the Spirit's work, it will help to limit distractions and pull us away from Christ. Participating in Advent traditions can also enrich our relationship with Jesus. As we continue our Advent journey, let Bethlehem remind us that God fulfills his promises, works through the humble, and includes everyone in his plan. His timing is perfect. Just like every detail of Christ's birth was carefully arranged, God is also compassing the details of your life and my life. Bethlehem teach us that no place is too small, no person is too insignificant, and no situation is too ordinary for God to use for his glory. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the miracle of Bethlehem. As we prepare to celebrate your birth, help us to trust your timing, embrace your humility, and share your love with others. May this Advent season bring us closer to you. In your precious name, amen.
Please stand as you are able. We confess our true faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. It sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From this he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we gather our offerings. Please stand as you are able for prayer. Come, you God of creation, with your strong yet steady hand. O Holy Word of God, come teach us, make us wise. O Sacred Lord, come. You showed yourself to Moses in a burning bush and gave him the law on Mount Sinai. O ruler of the house of Israel, stretch out your arm and save us. O branch of Jesse, come. Kings are silent in your presence, and nations bow before you. Sign for all peoples, come quickly to deliver us. O key of David, come. You open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. O royal power of Israel, right on the walls of death prison. O radiant dawn, come. Shine on those who dwell in deadly darkness. O splendor of eternal light, arise and come, O sign of righteousness. O King of nations, come. You are the only joy of every human heart. You bring together peoples long apart. O cornerstone, save us whom you fashioned from the dust. O Emmanuel, come. You are the King of creation, the hope of all nations, the Savior of all. O King and Lord, God cometh, come. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Please remain standing for the recessional hymn.